I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The St. George Illawarra Dragons, they were put into a corner all off-season, especially after that trial against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And unfortunately, I jumped on the train as well. I looked at that game and just went, oh my God, this team, they are going to get absolutely pummeled this year. And they came out in the first few weeks. It wasn't a disastrous start. I mean, they got done by the Cronulla Sharks, but they conceded two or three tries in their in goals just off essentially missed kicks and whatnot. So I didn't read too far into that one. Round two, they went up to North Queensland, knocked over the Cowboys, who were looking incredibly average at that point. They probably got worse the next 2 weeks after that until they win the other day against the West Tigers. But Ben Hunt, five-star performance there. Turns out, I believe he broke his leg during that game. He came back the week later. They knocked over Manly, who Manly Seagulls were looking pretty average as well. Let's be honest here. If you had to pick two teams to play those 2 weeks, you probably would have gone the Cowboys and the Manly Seagulls. Maybe the Broncos Canterbury around there, but I think these two would have been my pick. So at the time, looked like a pretty dream run. I did mention that. They came into the game against the Newcastle Knights in round four. I tipped the Knights. They had a terrible run of injuries in this game, already missing a number of superstars, and it only got worse for the Newcastle Knights. Off the top of my head, I think I remember that was the game where Piercy got injured. There was a couple of other guys that played limited minutes. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who else there was. Tex Hoy got injured. You obviously already had Bradman Best out. You had Kalen Ponga already out. So a number of guys that got injured in this game did a number on themselves that it was really costly for Newcastle. I feel like it did cost them the game. I think in the back end of the game, it really turned. The Newcastle Knights, they lacked a lot of direction. Obviously, without Mitch Pearce, a massive loss. I think Kurt Mann got injured in this one as well, so they were running without their halves, essentially. The Dragons, they managed to get back into it. Tariq Sims had an absolute blinder in this game. Charged down to score a try, and then ran a perfect line of Adam Clune as well. And I sat there after that game and went, okay, three wins in a row, incredibly impressive for anyone, very impressive for the Dragons especially. Then I thought, you know what, Cowboys, Manly, an injured Newcastle side, I don't know if I'm buying the stocks of the St. George Illawarra Dragons. And I think most people were sitting in the same shoes that I was, thinking, I don't know about it. Sunday afternoon rolls around, and the Dragons put on a five-star performance against the Parramatta Eels. They were all over them. Now, it raises a few questions about the Parramatta Eels, no doubt about it, but it answers a lot of questions about the Dragons. And look, if I was to read this score, if you said to me 3 weeks ago, hey, in a couple of weeks, the Dragons are going to beat the Eels 26-12, I would have said, okay, geez, Ben Hunt must have had a cracker. Ben Hunt's not even on the field. Yeah, what they're doing with Matt Dufty at the moment is sensational. Jack Bird, he looks unreal, as does Zach Lomax. Corey Norman, a guy that is heavily criticised in rugby league, he has had an unbelievable month. And for me, I think the most interesting thing is that the forward pack, they're doing so well. And for me, the forward pack's about to get better. Josh McGuire's about to walk into this system, and I think that he's going to be a huge signing. I love Moose. I would pick Josh McGuire in any team I could ever. There is no team that wouldn't be better off for having Josh McGuire in the system. He's an arsehole. He's this. He's that. He is the best villain in rugby league. I absolutely love this bloke. I would love to have him in my change room. I think you could go around to every single coach in the NRL, and if they were offered a Josh McGuire pretty cheaply, they would take him without a doubt. He's the sort of guy you want on your team, yeah? You hear the name Josh McGuire, I'm sure a lot of players, a lot of coaches roll their eyes because they're sick of coming up against him. If you're able to have him in your change room, it's massive. I think this Dragons team's going to benefit hugely from him. And look, there's a lot of superstars in this side. I just mentioned a number of them, Bird, Lomax, Norman, Dufty, these sort of guys. For me, I think Andrew McCulloch has been massive. He's given them so much stability in this side. Defensively, he's been fantastic. I love what Andrew McCulloch's doing. He's a guy that I told you in the preseason, bounce him up your draft lifts. Yeah, he's a guy that I managed to get in just about every draft team I have, and I'm so happy with him. I think the more and more the Dragons play together, the more attacking stats he's going to start to see as well. But I think he's been the glue in this side that has just done wonders. Now, this week they play the New Zealand Warriors, obviously missing Adam Noah Blake, Chanel Harris-Tavita, a couple of backs that are injured as well, a couple of changes in their forward pack, especially out on their edges. So it's going to be really interesting. This is a game that I think Hook will be really excited for, as a game that with a lot of new combos, he can test a lot of things out with the Warriors defense. I'm expecting the Dragons to get the win here. The week after, they play the Roosters. Now, at the SCG, it's going to be tough. The Roosters, they are playing some fantastic football at the moment. They're not lacking any confidence. They're willing to take risks, which with the side they've got and the outside backs they have, is going to be incredibly dangerous. Now, that's going to be a massive test for the Dragons. Now, keep in mind, they've won 4 in a row. I'm tipping they beat the Warriors this week. That'll be 5 in a row. Now, come up against the Roosters. If they lose that game, which I'm probably expecting them to, all good and well. The next 2 weeks, they play the Tigers, then they play the Bulldogs. There's a really good chance that this side could win 7 from 8 games. Yeah? 7 from 9 games to start their season, which is incredible. The week after that, they play the Melbourne Storm, which is going to be a massive test. After that, they play the Cronulla Sharks, the West Tigers, the Broncos, the Bulldogs. There is a really good chance that this team, we could be sitting here in Origin round 14 and this side could have lost 3, maybe 4 games, which I think is incredibly impressive. I mean, if you would have said to me at the start of the year, will the Dragons win 10 games? I would have said, not a hope in hell. Now I'm sitting here thinking, wow, it could be round 14 and the Dragons could have won 10 games, which is incredibly impressive. They've got a great draw at the moment. I'm expecting them to knock over a lot of these sides. I'm thinking about State of Origin. I mean, they're not going to lose their fullback. They're not going to lose their 5'8". They might lose their halfback, but I probably doubt it, to be honest with you. They're not going to lose their hooker. Harry Grant's going to jump in there. I think DCE will be the I think DCE will be the halfback for Queensland, so I don't think they'll lose Ben Hunt. There's a chance they might lose Ben Hunt to be the reserve hooker for Queensland. That'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. But I'm not sure if they'll go that way. I think they might go with Harry Grant for 80 minutes. So, I mean, Paul Vaughan, possibility they lose him, but I'm not sure if they will, to be perfectly honest with you. I can't see Jack Bird bursting into this side. I'm not sure if Lomax will be there. I think there's so many options there. So we could get to Origin, and the Dragons here, with the form they're in right now and their good draw they've got, they could have 9 wins or so by round 14. They could have 10 wins there. They could have even more if they snag a couple of wins against top sides like they did with Parramatta last week. All of a sudden, they don't have any players out during Origin. They stay together for that 3 months. If I was a Dragons fan, I'd be pretty excited heading into this season, into the rest of the season. I can't believe I'm saying that. It blows me away. But they really are in a pretty good position now. Their draw is fantastic. They're not going to lose many guys to Origin. They're going to get Ben Hunt back soon, which is going to be fantastic. And you know what? Ben Hunt missing a heap of football now, it might be a little blessing in disguise, because that might take his opportunities away to play for Queensland. They might keep him during the Origin period. This is fantastic for them. And I think Josh McGuire is going to be massive. I can't wait to see him walk into this system. I think he's going to be sensational. We're seeing Hook getting the very best out of these Broncos guys from a couple of years ago. He's going to walk into this team as well, and I'm sure he's going to do the same thing. He's going to be a guy that this forward back, they're going to lift so much having him in the change room. I think it's going to be sensational. I think there's been moments where Blake Laurie and Paul Vaughan have sort of floated in and out of games. I think having Josh McGuire in the change room, he's going to be a guy that's going to look him in the eyes and say, what the fuck is doing? Let's go. I'll wait to see how this is going to play out. Plenty of question marks over Josh McGuire's head over the last few years. He's been pretty disappointing up there at the Cowboys. Moving to a new club now, there's going to be eyes on him. I think he's going to know that. I think the coach is going to get the absolute best out of him. Hook, I think it's incredibly exciting time to be a Dragons fan. There's a couple of guys on their extended bench, very handy. If any backs go down, you bring in Jordan Pierre. I love him. I still think he's a top 5 winger in this team, a top 5 outside back. I love Jordan Pierre. You got Jackson Ford, who's not making this side. There's a lot of guys that are not making this team. There's going to be another quality forward that's been playing the last few weeks that's going to miss out for Josh McGuire. I think there is so much upside, and the guy that will probably lose is probably the lock forward from the last few weeks, Fui Maiano, but I mean, all of a sudden you send him back to the bench, and he's another guy that can cover any position in this side wherever you need him. He can be in the back row, he can be in the front row, he can play in the centres. You can cover any position by plugging him somewhere and moving other guys around. So a really exciting time for the Dragons. I've got my hopes kind of high for them now, to be honest with you. Do I think they're going to win a premiership? No, I don't. But do I think they can be competitive and push for a top four spot still by the time we get to Origin? 100%. A lot of teams, it's going to be chaotic during Origin. They're going to be missing a lot of players here and there. I don't think the Dragons will be. I think they'll be keeping their side pretty much exactly the same as they've got it right now, and I think that's going to be massive for them. If I was a Dragons fan, I would be incredibly excited about the next few weeks. If they can win this week against the Warriors, put in a good performance against the Roosters, I think they can go on a real run over that after that. The West Tigers, the Bulldogs, then they've got the Storm. That'll be tough. Then they've got Sharks, West Tigers, Broncos, Brisbane. This could be absolutely anything for the Dragons over the next few weeks. As I said, a very exciting time for the boys down there. I remember talking to Jamie Soward at the end of last season and him talking about going to the Dragons. And off mic, I sort of said to him, Jesus, you got a job on your hands. And mate, the way that he responded to me, I sat there and went, my God, this guy's either a genius or he's a moron. Just how confident he was in the squad they had and how confident he was in what Hook could get out of them. He obviously was coached by him at the Penrith Panthers. He's got a good relationship with him and he was just so confident on him. And then I spoke to Drow Yao Yee at the start of this year. He said the same thing, and I thought, oh, you're just saying that because you're mates with Ben Hunt, Andrew McCulloch. But, geez, what they've said, it has been perfect down there. And Hook, he's really got the best out of the guys in that system. It's been incredibly impressive, and it could get better over the next few weeks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.